This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Absolutely. 855-993-7569, which is 855-99-DR-JOY. Jenny has done exactly that. So before I sort of give you a historical perspective of where we are in our lives right now, let's talk to Jenny. Welcome to the program. How may I help you, Jen?
Hi, Dr. Joy. How are you?
Very well, thanks. How may I help you, Cookie?
Well, I rang you once before about a different issue, and you really helped me with that, so I thought I'd ring you with this one.
Okay.
Basically, it's a family issue involving my brother, and I don't know whether it's been going on for years and years, and I suppose in the past I've said things, and then now I just don't say anything. I just stay out of it, but I'm kind of, something's happened recently, and I'm wondering whether there's anything I can do to help or say, but I don't know whether I just better keep my nose out, basically.
Okay, tell me, how old are you?
I'm 36.
And how old's your brother?
He's 30.
Are there just the two of you in the family, or are there more?
There's another one. There's a middle brother. He's 35.
Okay.
So we're quite close, but it's the younger one that's the problem.
Okay.
So
all right. You want to tell me the current problem or the historical, or because we're going to have to do both at some point, so where would you like to start?
Yeah, okay, I'll try and give you like a brief overview of the history, but so he's a baby, and I suppose my parents have always treated him a little bit that way, but over the years, I mean, he is like an unusual personality, I suppose, and my dad's a little bit similar in that, like, my mum always jokes that they're kind of on the spectrum of, you know, Asperger, but I don't think they are. I just...
Well, give me an example of something that makes him a little unusual as far as you're concerned.
Well, there's a series of kind of behavioural things, but I suppose sometimes in, you know, when we're all sat around the table and we're chatting about things, it'll be me and my mum and the middle brother are all quite similar in the way we'll respond to something, but they'll kind of say something that's, you know, just totally offbeat and doesn't really relate to what you're saying, or they just interpret things in a different way. And there's nothing wrong with that, but they are just a little bit different. And they're quite sort of tunnel vision about their opinions. So they're quite like, you know, they'll never compromise or never kind of say, oh, I see what you mean. It's just like, no, this is the right way, and that's it. So
okay.
I suppose that's like a general kind of thing.
How did your younger brother do in school? Did he have a difficult time in school or a good time in school?
No, difficult. So that's part of it, I suppose.
Okay.
That leads
yeah.
on to the problem now. But so, yeah, he's never done great at school. And it's not that he's not clever, because he is. He just didn't want to. Well, he just cherry picked, you know, the bits that he'd want to do. And part of the problem, and it's become quite a strange dynamic now, is that my mum would then pick up the pieces and, God, she wrote essays for him at school, and I think she even wrote his university dissertation for him.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly.
Not the world's smartest idea, but okay.
No, I know. Well, I know that, but I can't say that to her because... Yeah,
the problem is several fold. I mean, the problem is that he's not learning anything.
I know.
He's not acquiring the skill, but even more disastrously, he feels that he's incapable. And that's not a great way to sort of go through life, feeling like you're just not able to do it, that mom has to do it or it doesn't get done. So, all right,
tell
me what the current issue is. Because, I mean, obviously, mom thinks she's doing it for the right reasons, but it's a disaster.
I know.
That's really it.
Exactly. Like, she does, and I totally agree. She does think she's doing for the right reasons, but it is a disaster, and it's become even worse over the years. Now he's 30, so he's, you know, meant to be grown up. And it's funny because me and my other brother, like, I never remember being given that message when I was younger, but I did my work, I suppose. So, but he's now, so when he left university, well, he failed for a start, and then he didn't work for ages. He just lived at home with mum and dad. And they do, another thing that they do, which is the problem, is they just pay for everything.
Yeah.
Like he never, yeah. So, and then he worked for about a year in a bar, and then he gave that up because he was tired. And then he just sat in his room for like 3 years and just did nothing except for smoke weed and...
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
does he have friends?
Not really. Like, the odd one or two, but, you know, when I was like 23, 24, you were out with your friends and in bars, yeah. And he doesn't do any of that. He just sits in his room. So I don't know if he's depressed, but... Like,
sounds like he may be.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But if I ever say that to my mum, she gets really defensive. Like, well, there's nothing wrong with him. There's nothing wrong.
Well, you don't necessarily have to say it to her. You may need. I mean, he's 30. You may need to say it to him. So tell me what the current issue that's got you upset is, and let's see if we can sort of maybe use that as a handle in.
Okay, so he's kind of reared its head again in that. Last December, he went to Australia to do, you know how people do like a gap year and go away, gap year at 30. But so he went there and he worked in a restaurant for like 6 months. And he was meant to stay a year and then you can do like agricultural work and then you can stay another year. But I heard the other day, so through my other brother, that he's coming home on Friday.
Right.
So he's just jacked it in, basically. Just,
how long has he been there? Has he been there a year?
No, since December, so 7 months.
Okay, well, not terrible, but, I mean, not a year. What, do we know why he's coming home?
Well, the job that he had, he got a job in a restaurant, and that was okay, and then that ended for, I don't know what reason, but it ended, and then he got a job just, like, flipping burgers.
Yeah.
And didn't like it. So you'd think, like, okay, well, I'll just look for another job. Because there's so many jobs out there, restaurants, and that's what he wants to do. But he didn't like it, so now he's just giving it up, and he's just coming back again. And this is what he tends to do, just does something for, like, 6 months, and then gives it up, and just goes back home to mum and dad. Whereas I was really hoping that he'd make a life, you know, get some really good experience out there and make a life for himself, and basically grow up, but... It just seems like now I'm scared he's going to come back on Friday and he's just going to be in that bedroom for another 2 years. And just, I don't know.
All right, tell me about your relationship to him on an emotional level. Does he trust you? Does he like you? Is he afraid of you?
I think he likes me. I think we do have a good relationship. I'm closer to the other brother because we're more similar. But whereas the other brother's quite hard in attitude, but you know he's really successful, and so the younger brother's like quite soft, and he's got a good heart, and he's lovely. So we do get on, and we have a nice relationship. So, but I suppose he sees me still as like, you know, a big sister, and if I ever say anything, I really try not to be, you know, telling him what to do. I was like, have you thought about this maybe? But those kind of questions. But he does say yeah, I hear you, yeah, I understand, but. Then nothing happens. So I think he just kind of, you know, goes over the head and he just thinks, oh, big sister.
All right, pretend I'm your brother and you're picking me up at the airport and taking me out for coffee as a welcome home or something. I mean, it doesn't actually have to be picking him up from the airport. It can be, you know, but that's kind of the point. So what do you want to say to me?
I was thinking about this. So I'm thinking about saying... Not just being like, what are you doing? I can't believe you've done this. I don't want to say that.
No. Okay.
So I'd rather say, so, you know, what are your plans now? And have you thought about maybe looking for work straight away? Because you don't want to be stuck in that room for another 2 years. Sure, I mean, being stuck with your parents, that can't be much fun. And just trying to get out of him what he wants to do.
Okay. Not a bad start. Let me put you on hold. And first of all, think about if you're going to help him find a place to live, where would that be, and what kind of job you think might interest him. All right, just think about those two things. And I'll come back with you in just a second. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Jenny, who is a concerned big sister. Jenny, before we talk about how to talk to your brother, could you have a discussion with your parents that says, look, what if we agreed that this isn't a really healthy place for him to be, that he can't, they can only stay here for a week, and in the meantime, we help him find a place and a job. Would they go along with that or not?
No, that was the other thing that, is a bit of a problem. I suppose intentionally I've not kind of rung my parents up and said anything about it, because as soon as you do, they just, you know, the defenses go up kind of thing. And well, there's a bit of a strict... Sorry, go on.
Well, I hear, but the problem is, if you do this, I mean, you're kind of one hand clapping if we can only deal with your brother about it. So we need both the carrot and the stick. And the stick is probably going to have to come from your parents. It doesn't really have to be a stick. It just has to be the absence of a nest. So,
I know.
The twig. So maybe, all right, so let's take this as a two-part thing. Because to a certain extent, dealing with your brother is the easier of the two. Because it's straightforward. If you deal with your parents, and parents may not have to be, you may be able to divide and, if not conquer, at least influence. And it may be that your mother's going to be the harder sell, so you go to your dad first and see if you can't get him to understand. And then if he understands, then you both go to your mom about it. Because I think the message to parents, probably more to mom than to dad, is you guys think that you're really helping him, but let me tell you the message he's hearing, which is not only does he not have to do anything, he's incapable of doing anything. And sooner or later, you guys are not going to be around to take care of him, which means it's either going to fall to me or it's going to fall through the cracks. And that's, wouldn't it be more sensible to try and give him a little bit of a shove out of the nest while you're still around, to invite him over for Sunday brunch and to reaffirm that you love him and maybe even able to partially subsidize him? Because what you're doing is avoiding the long-term implications of a problem. And so saying that to them is, I know you love him, because they're going to say, well, you know, you don't understand him because he's not like you. And what you're going to say is, that's my point, that you're really helping him to believe that he can't function. And is that really what you want to do as a parent? And if you say to that, and there may be some tears, but if you, instead of being critical of him or them per se, of just saying, look, think about how the message that you're sending him, which is you can't do the same job that your brother and sister can do, that they can function on their own, you can't, therefore we'll take care of you. Is that really the message that you want to imbue him with, number one, and number two, to reinforce on a daily basis? And even if you do, it's a trap, because unless you can leave him a scad of cash, you know, buckets of money, how's he going to function? You guys are not presumably going to be here forever. Who's going to take care of him?
Yeah. So there is a bit of an issue with that, yeah, I totally agree, and that is the right thing to do, and that's what they should say. I did say on an email, but maybe...
It'll have to be person to person. Emails are easy to dismiss. This has to be... They have to get the message from you, Jenny, that you genuinely love your brother, that you're genuinely concerned, that you love them, that you're not judging, you're just trying to make a situation more viable.
Yeah.
And it's a face-to-face conversation, and if he's arriving today, that means that you really need to probably hang up on me as quickly as we're done and go and talk with him. Because if they can say, we'd love it to have you here for the next week, and then all of us are going to help you find a place, and we're going to give you first and last month's rent, and you can take your bedroom set or whatever, so that you're moving him along, that he understands that this isn't going to happen. Then you can sit with him, perhaps separately, perhaps not. And if you can't do it with your parents today, you're going to have to do it very quickly, because otherwise they'll undo everything you do. And the message to him. So the message to parents is, you're not doing him any good. And not only that, but you're doing him some harm. And every day that you do this, you're undermining him more. So, and that is what you want to do. I know you love him. I know that you've raised all of us to be independent. And sometimes as parents, we sort of take care, you know, we do the protective thing with our kid, which really doesn't protect them at all. It makes them much more vulnerable. Okay, so that's that message. Not going to be fun. I'd take on your father first, because he's very likely had this conversation with your mom, and she doesn't listen. And he's not very good at convincing people.
Definitely. I know he has.
And so get him on your side first and help him understand that he then gets the house back, he gets his wife back, he may even get a sex partner back, he may get somebody who'll spend some time with him back. It's not a constant source of irritation between the two of them. So he's your ally in this, even though he may be difficult. Then the two of you with mom, just holding her hand, taking her out for a walk, and explain to her that we know that she loves him, and understand that she's getting some secondary gain from this as well, which is it makes her feel important. okay, that yeah. he still needs her, which is understandable but not healthy. Okay,
yeah.
So let's go ahead. Pardon?
The only thing I would add on to that is that between my parents, there's a slight issue in that, I don't know how to say it exactly, but Mum has, there's been periods in life when I know she's not been happy with my dad.
And, sure.
Yeah, I know, and it happens, I guess, but she kind of, I see it as if she kind of uses my brother as a bit of a buffer zone. So
no question, no question.
She wants to have him home. And
no question. I mean, no, I get all this. And that's why I said to your father that he's your ally, because he gets his wife back.
Yeah, but I don't know if she wants him back.
Well, but that's a different issue. It's still the point is we're not trying to convince her to stay in the marriage. We're trying to convince her to be a better parent by not providing such a trap for her youngest son.
Yeah.
That she uses as a date. There's no question. I mean, obviously. So, all right.
Yeah.
So the point is not to convince your mom that her marriage is viable. The point is to convince your dad that the only viability this marriage will have is if convinced mom. Because it's not even about their marriage. Their marriage is secondary to the fact that she's single-handedly really ruining a life here with the world's best intentions.
I know. I can see it. You can watch it happening. It's
okay, but we need to make her understand it in a gentle way, which means not an email, not a phone call, face-to-face. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, what do you do with your brother, which I know is your original query? And I think what you say to him is, so the opposite tack of, you know, what can I do to help you? Do you want to go to school? I mean, and I'd focus, it's what's called a sandwich. Starting by telling him what a failure he is means he will not listen to a word you say. But if you explain to him what his strengths are, and it sounds like he's probably charming, he's easy to get along with, he's smart. So focus on the things that you can legitimately praise in him, because he doesn't hear those very often. All he hears is, you're a screw-up. And he's stubborn, and he's prideful, and he's scared most of the time. Okay, so focus on what his genuine assets are. Hang on, and then we'll talk about how, you know, you can help him focus on what might be an appropriate fit for him. I'm not sure the flipping burgers is, but we can talk about what might be. Hang on for me for a second. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Ernie, 855-993-7569. We're talking with Jenny, who's got a younger brother who hasn't quite got his act together. He's been in Australia for about the last, 7-8 months, and she was hoping that would kind of take hold on him, and it hasn't, so he's bouncing back, and she's saying, do I just let him kind of flounder in the way he's been doing it, staying at mom and dad, smoking weed, not working, or is there something I can do as his big sister who loves him and wants better for him? And I'm saying, well, I think the first thing you need to do is get your dad on your side and talk with your mom about setting some real boundaries here. Then I would say to him, as I said, focusing on what you know about him, because you care about him, you love him, you probably know him as well as anybody does, and sort of tell me three things that are really positive about him.
He's really caring. He's really sweet.
Great.
Yeah, he's a really lovely person. He's a really good cook.
Great. Well, what about either becoming, I mean, it sounds like the cooking part he may have pursued, but that's gotten to be a very competitive profession, which doesn't mean he shouldn't do it, but has maybe going to culinary school.
Yeah, that has come up in the past. He's kind
okay,
of
well, that,
it off a bit. But,
that's
yeah.
one possibility. You'd have to figure out, you know, where it was and how to pay for it, but the timing is probably not off, although I don't know if culinary schools are like every place else that for a September cutoff you have to have applied in the previous spring, but there's probably a January cutoff. And also, if he's really caring and kind and smart, maybe being a social worker, you know, maybe being using that sense of entitlement to help other people might work better for him. It sounds like he's not much of a team player. So putting him in a situation where he's in a superior position of helping someone else might work much better than colleagues. He doesn't sound collegial at all.
No, he's not. Definitely
so,
not.
So maybe doing something, maybe some volunteer work to start with and seeing if he likes it, and maybe going into, you know, going into social work or something of that sort might make some sense. Because that's what I would do. I would take him out for breakfast or lunch or something, not a drink, or, you know, take a walk with him and say, hey, listen, you know, I just sort of feel like as your big sister, I can mind my own business, or I can sort of say, listen, I know that cooking is one of your passions, and maybe talking about culinary school, and if I were you, if you can in the next, you know, hour or so, do a little bit of research about what culinary schools are around and how much they cost and when their cutoff is and whether they do part-time students, and there may be a course at the Y in cake preparation or something. So you have some very concrete suggestions for him. And then saying, you know, and the other thing I was thinking about is that you are so good at you know, so gentle with people and so good with people. Have you thought about either as a career or even volunteer activities of being a big brother or doing social work? So, and saying something, and you know, maybe even going on Craigslist and seeing if there's anybody advertising for a roommate. So you could present all these possibilities to him rather than saying, look, you're a screw up. You're 30 years old. You don't hold a job. You get tossed out of school. You're living with your parents. You don't have a social life. You smoke weed. You're probably depressed, which means we need to also, in a moment, get to that whole issue if he's clinically depressed, of saying, here's some things, you know, I've been thinking about you a lot, and here's some, you know, it occurs to me that cooking is one area, and you know, I found these courses, and because you don't want to take over the role of his mom, but just that they're very practical, specific, tangible options here.
Yeah.
And the other of saying, you know, I was thinking that you know, you're so good with being gentle with people, and I've watched you sort of, you know, or even animals, or and have you thought about, you know, doing some volunteer work there, or even thinking about social work or being a veterinary assistant or whatever. So you're sort of presenting him with options that are focused on what you've opened the discussion with, which is what his strengths are.
Yeah,
because he knows what his weaknesses are. I mean, he's painfully aware of them. But and if you can somehow, if you have the time between now and when he arrives, and it may be that especially if he's jet lagged, which he probably will be coming from halfway around the world, of doing this tomorrow. But getting your dad and your mom at least thinking about this ahead of time is not a bad suggestion. And checking out Craigslist and whatever, and saying, or you know, maybe even a college campus of somebody who's looking for, or him being a live-in super someplace if he's good with his hands. Or I mean, just where you're giving him specific options that have to do with his skill base.
Yeah, no, that's a good idea. I like that approach. And I was kind of thinking of going along those lines, but you give me some more ideas of things to say, and just the fact that, you know, it's a good idea to say something rather than not.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and because you do care about him, and you're not really being critical as much as trying to be helpful. But the way to get someone to listen to you is to tell them what their strengths are, because all of us are willing to hear what our strengths are. Most of us get very defensive about someone reminding us of what we already know, which is when we screw up.
That's true. Yeah, no, that's a good idea. A good way to approach it, I think.
Okay.
So, yeah,
all right.
Yeah, that sounds good.
And sort of don't view yourself as being the Wicked Witch. View yourself as being kind of the head cheerleader. But I would start with your parent, especially your dad. Because if they back you up, Because, see, you're being really the carrot of saying, wow, here are all these cool things, and you could do all these things because you're so cool. But they have to be the ones that says, son, listen, you can't stay here, but we're going to help you find a place, and it's going to be great, and we love you.
Yeah, I'd really love it if they did. I'm worried about that one more than anything.
Well, that's what I said. Your brother's the easy part. Your parents are the hard part. But it's worth trying because, and as I'm sure you figured out on some level, when they shuffle off this mortal coil, guess who's going to be left in charge?
Dun, well, dun, that's dun. What I'm worried about.
I know you are.
Yeah, the other brother. I suppose it's a funny situation in that I don't want this to sound like anything, but my parents are quite well off, and I know they've made provisions for him already.
Well, that's good. I mean, that should take some responsibility off your shoulder, but it still doesn't offset. I mean, the money, it's nice. If you're going to be unhappy and screw up your life, you might as well not be on the street. But it doesn't solve the problem of screwing up your life and being unhappy. It just gives you a roof over your head while you're doing that, which I'm glad you reminded me because I did want to get to the last part, which is if you think he's clinically depressed when he comes back, then I think that all this, the deal, all of this has to be put temporarily on hold and you have to get him a therapist. And that may be the other part that you need to focus with your parents on. You can stay here as long as you're in therapy.
That's what I would love it if he did that. But another thing is that my parents don't believe in therapy.
Well, but they have to believe in depression of a son that's spiraling down. We're not talking about catechism here. We're talking about looking at their kid and saying he can't function and he's 30 years old.
I know. I can see it.
Well, they can see it too. They know it. They're not stupid. They just it makes them feel responsible. I mean, both of them are getting some secondary gain out of it. I mean, especially your mom, in that she has, as you say, a buffer that she feels useful. That she feels that her function as a mom is not shriveled and gone away. And your dad has the thing of sort of, well, he's kind of like me. But, I mean, he's not using that to any advantage. He's feeling guilty about it as opposed to saying, okay, kid, here's what will work for me. You may want to try it for you because we're similar. All he feels is guilty. And I'm sure your mom reinforces that, is this is your fault. He's like you. You know, he can't do this. He can't do that.
Yeah. Yeah, she really does. No, all that sounds good, and that's a good way to approach it.
Okay. But be light-handed about it. You know, this should be cheerful and fun and no alcohol involved for either of your parts. And it's okay for you to be nervous, but you should be, the idea being, hey, listen, I had all these great ideas, you know?
Yeah. I think that's a good way to go with it, definitely.
Okay. Yeah. All righty, Sugar Plum. Well, I'm glad you called, and you've got some serious work to do. Hopefully his plane doesn't get in until late tonight.
It's not for Friday, actually, so I've got a deal.
Oh, great. Yeah. So you have a little time. All right, so go see your parents now, and if you need to, or you can wait 15 minutes and download the podcast and play it for them.
Yeah.
Or not. Or maybe you start with not playing it for them and use the playing for them as kind of the pièce de résistance or the guillotine, depending on how you want to look at it.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Okay.
All righty.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for your call, Jen. 855-993-7569. Now, you folks understand that she could have sent me an email, right, that said, Dear Dr. Brown, my younger brother doesn't seem to be able to really catch hold in the world, and my parents are letting him live there without paying rent. What should I do? And you could see that we would have missed all the nuance there. So, which is not to say don't send me an email. It's to say, if your issue has any kind of complexity to it all, give me a call. 855-993-7569 and Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, so, Manny, this is your chance to do You've Got Mail.
You've Got Mail, Dr. Brown.
Ooh, that sounds kind of good.
Maybe I'll record that and put that in the...
Yeah, it may be with a little more, you know, oomph, but yeah, I mean, that sounds good.
Sure.
All right.
We got a couple here, a couple quick.
For those of you who are saying, what is she talking about? That Jacob has done program directors. Mm-hmm. He did it with a guitar and everything because Jacob is a musician. And we have the sounder with Judy Garland singing Give My Regards to Broadway, which we'll do next hour. And so I said to Manny, listen, you deserve some FaceTime. You're around here. So how about if you did mail? So we've been talking about that for what, like 6-7 months, would you say?
Yeah.
It's going to be my birthday present. Or Christmas.
Right, it'll be Christmas.
Or Arbor Day. Yeah.
Christmas of 2017.
Probably. Yeah, we're not saying which birthday or which Christmas.
Right.
Okay, it'll be my eulogy. You've got mail. Okay, keep going. Go ahead. We do actually have some emails, which are, and the reason I want Manny to do it is Manny is my one who says, Joy, you have to keep up with emails, you know, because they're urgent, and so he's the one who keeps me honest about emails. All right, having said that, you've got email, Dr. Brown thing.
You've got mail, Dr. Brown.
Ooh, let's do mail.
This first one is from Julie, and she says, Dr. Joy, why did you include disparaging comments about Anna Gunn's physical appearance in your recent review of the movie Equity?
No, it weren't disparaging. I was just impressed that she was not the usual Hollywood starlet and is a terrific actress. And I thought that it gave gravitas to the movie, to her performance. I get really tired of seeing unrealistic body types presented as women who are scientists and are police lieutenants and SWAT people, that here was a real woman who had real power, and she was not pimped out, she was not dressed inappropriately, she had a body type of a woman with whom we could associate, and I thought it was terrific. I was not only not disparaging her, I was applauding her. So, au contraire.
She is a very, very good actress.
She's terrific.
Yeah.
And I knew nothing about her. I'd never seen her before. As I said, I don't watch television, so I don't know about television stars. And apparently there's an article I think I read someplace in her that she's being quoted this week about Breaking Bad or something,
yeah,
which I know has been off the air for a while. But no, I was not only not disparaging her, I was applauding her. I thought it was wonderful.
Yeah, I know her from Breaking Bad, and she played Bryan Cranston's wife on the show, and she was great. I mean, on that show, she was terrific as that character.
You know, and Julie, not even defense, because I was not disparaging her at all, that when Faye Dunaway first came on the scene, I said I thought she was terrific. She was not the traditional Hollywood beauty, but she was a terrific actress. And I still think that's true, although that she's gotten... I think I appreciate her physical assets better now than I did then. But at the time, she didn't look like the Hollywood actresses that we were used to seeing. But I'm always appreciative of that. I mean, I think Melissa McCarthy is terrific. I think she's beautiful and funny. And, I mean, I think any time that there's any kind of diversity that shows different ways of being smart or different ways of being beautiful or different ways of being powerful or different ways of being effective, whether we're talking about hair color or gender or race or religion or intelligence or country of origin, I applaud it, because I think Hollywood, it's one of the things that I am most frustrated about, and other people are too. I mean, that was that whole conflict about the Oscars last year, of that Hollywood finds a formula and they repeat it until it doesn't work anymore, and then they find another formula. The idea of creative casting, it's one of the reasons that I think that Broadway has so much more kind of options to it, and is that there is that option for diversity. I mean, Hamilton, which is the runaway huge favorite, is got a diverse cast, is about diverse, it is about diversity. It's got a diverse soundtrack. We are a nation. We are a diverse nation. And that anytime we lose sight of that, whether it's in our politics or our entertainment or our music or our food or anything else, we're ignoring the strengths of who we are, because we are diverse. And I'm not even sure we're a melting pot. I think we're more of a stew, that they're little chunks of diversity. But no, I was not disparaging of her at all. I was applauding. I thought it was wonderful. I thought the movie wasn't quite as good as I expected it to be. She was much better than I expected it to be, because I had no expectations about her because I didn't know her, but just Hollywood scripts and Hollywood actors in general. And I thought the ending was sort of true but unsatisfying.
Didn't you say there was a specific scene too that she was in that
I loved? Yeah,
It was something about she was at a restaurant or something.
No, she was at a board meeting and they were working late. The movie is Equity,
mm-hmm.
and she plays a very successful person who takes IP or takes startup companies and launches successful IPOs, and they tell you all about how it really works and where all the money is made. And she's had 9 incredible successes, and the last one that she did tanked. So she's got this huge track record. She's a true rainmaker, but she's got this piece of baggage. And so now we're seeing her as she's struggling with both of those, and with a very male-dominated industry in which no one can really be trusted. She has an assistant that we're not sure is trustworthy, who looks like the usual Hollywood starlet. And so she's very isolated, but she's very smart and she's very determined. And she's not... The other thing I really liked about her portrayal is she's not very nice. You know, that she's tough, and she's not any tougher than the guys, but because she's a woman, that people are much more disparaging of her personality. And the scene that Manny's talking about, which is electric, I think it'll be shown in drama classes in 100 years, is that they're working late and they have snacks, which is true of a lot of financial institutions. And they've got a chocolate chip cookie, and she has two people working for her, and she's asked earlier in the movie who could they get rid of, and she says these two, and he said, well, but one of them is the nephew of the owner or something. And so this guy is eating chocolate chip cookies, and he hands her one,
because I knew it had something to do with food. Yeah, and so
hands her a chocolate chip cookie, yeah. And she says, how many chocolate chips are in this? And the guy looks absolutely befuddled, and she says, look, you're the number cruncher, how many are in there? And he says, 3. And he says, how many were in? He said, 3. And she drops the F-bomb. And he says, and yours was dripping for it, and throws the cookie at him. And I thought, it was just such a powerful scene. Yeah. And women don't tend to behave that way. But no, I was not suggesting she should not be eating chocolate chip cookies. I was suggesting she was terrific. And I was delighted with the way she looked, the way she acted. I was delighted with her portrayal. So the end of the movie didn't work particularly for me, but 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.